Hey, it's the special insecure edition of African American Studies for Dummies. This is Charlie.
Word to the mother, this is KJ. Insecure. I ain't gonna bust a note right now. My throat is a little tender. But you know, you know how it go. It went down on this episode. Did you like it?
Look, I was intrigued. I was intrigued. You know, we got a cameo, a little bit of a flashback. So, I don't know. What did you think of it?
It was a nice. I liked the ending, definitely. Okay, I want to dig into this. Like, so the drug use. So basically, so all of the our clan here, they went to Coachella, you know, Baychella, because Beyonce had toured up last year, and they was It kind of digs into the drug culture at concert, which is a true thing. Like, I used to work event staff at concerts, and everybody's either smoking. I mean, now people are really into, like, Molly, edibles. And so I found that to be really, like, true to life. Everybody got high and got fucked up.
Yeah, it was interesting to see Issa take that dive. Because she met her little buddy Nathan out there.
She met Boo Thang. She did. And she gave Boo Thang some booty. So I was like, damn, you be throwing that pussy, don't you?
Yes, you know, she like it from about 10 feet. You got to hit the pussy at least. If you ain't 20 feet or higher, she ain't fucking with you. You know, Issa, yeah. You know, what shocked me about that sex scene was the way he was sucking Issa titty the entire time they were fucking.
Why did that shock you, though, bro?
I mean, I just said, is he going to keep the nipple in his mouth the entire time? And I said, okay, he is. I mean, I said, Issa, I wonder how many takes they did. If I were her, I would have did about 56.
just go for what you know, because we got to keep that continuity. You feel me? But, so yeah, the whole episode is really about the Coachella, Baychella, the drug use. We got into a little bit more about Molly. And Molly's work life, and you know how she's trying to, like, basically it kind of digs into that women in the same field as men, and is it a balanced playing field? Because it seems like her co-worker, who's a guy, obviously, he kind of steals the spotlight even for projects that they work on together. So Molly's trying to do double time to make it happen.
Yeah, she's sort of trying to overcompensate in a way, because he's always speaking over her and she wants to stand out. And so now she's starting to volunteer for projects that she really doesn't have the time for. And so that's sort of what slipped her up, and why she initially said she pulled out of the Coachella trip.
She tried. And then in true homegirl fashion, they was like, no, but bitch, you coming. And she was like, okay. So she pulled it off, or so she thought, until then she sends in what she needs to send in. The fuckery happens at the festival, and then she realizes that the partners have notes, the things they want her to correct, but she's too high to correct them.
Exactly.
So it becomes like, you know, that's the funny thing. It's like, you think you did that shit, then you got too high to fix that shit. So now what?
Yeah, so it didn't really, you know, doing the Molly and the edibles, It sort of backfired on some of the members of the group, especially for Molly.
So I guess it's like a life lesson, you know, do your Mollies and edibles, you know, when you have free time. Yeah. Don't do it. But she kind of did have free time. But like you said, she overcompensated and volunteered to take extra work. So
this was like our first chance this season. Well, we got to see Tiffany again, and she's pregnant. And she was on the trip, and she really couldn't enjoy it. Did they want her to drink alcohol and she's pregnant? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, you know, they say you could take a glass of red. So I think what Kelly says is, this rosé, my mom had a glass of wine every day, and look at me.
So, okay, but if Tiffany's child is born with fetal alcohol syndrome, then...
Well, you can drink a glass of red wine. So
that's what they scared me with Dare. But yes, I mean, she could drink a glass, I guess, but she wasn't really able to enjoy the trip.
No, she kind of brings that up, how life changes pretty much. Like what you know, when you start off with your homies, they don't really have responsibilities. So this is like that late 20s, early 30s type vibe where you know, people are getting married, people having kids, and it's just like the dynamics of a relationship tend to change. And I think that most people find that to be true. So I was glad they kind of threw that in there. Amanda Seals, she found a sale on that show.
She got that pregnant glow is all she has.
Cause she, I'm like, she ain't really pregnant. She just fine as hell on that show. Like, y'all not fooling me with that belly though. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good episode. I was a little bit I in the beginning I was a little bit skeptical. I like Insecure, but I feel like without their dude drama, it's just not that it's not as intriguing to me.
I must be honest. I don't really like Nathan. I want to like him. You know, some people tell me I should like him. I'm not feeling that chemistry, and I want Lawrence back.
What you don't like? Somebody had did an article, and it was like, his beard don't connect. Is that why you don't like him? Why don't you like
Nathan? Well, that sort of sums it up, but it's something about their chemistry, I think, is working sometimes, but sometimes it's still awkward. But I get that, but it's not awkward in the right way.
Okay, so you don't really see it. I think I like Nathan. I don't know if I like them two together. They kind of make an awkward looking couple. I kind of see that. But then da 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 da, we get, like you said, our guest appearance. Who showed up at the end of the episode, child?
So after Coachella, after all the festivities are over and Issa is back, she goes to a little quickie mart and. Who does she see? She sees Lawrence. Our boy is back.
Ooh, it just got real. I thought they kicked his ass off the show.
Doesn't it seem like Issa always see Lawrence after she get done fucking somebody else? Is that how it works now?
The shade. she definitely, so she's done with Daniel. And her and Nathaniel are still just kind of fun. And then you see your ex bae at 7-Eleven. You know what's wild about Insecure this season? It's the rampant product placement. Like, they must be paying out the ass to get on the show. So I saw 7-Eleven, Lyft, Red Bull. I've seen a whole lot of things. They're just really dropping them names in there this season. Oh, Hennessy XO. Like, it's rampant in this. I'm like, is this all HBO shows? I don't really watch a lot of them. But I think that's interesting. But yeah, back to the subject. Okay, so you said you want to see Issa back with Lawrence. You think that's a real possibility?
I think so. I think enough time has passed and they can make it work. I was really disappointed, though, that she had sex with Nate and then she was staying with Daniel for weeks and she didn't give him any. I was like, what's up with that? Like,
so oh, yeah, because you know what? We didn't cover last week. I was a little mad that she let him start eating the cat and then was like, nah, I'm good.
Is that against the etiquette? Is that how does it work in regards to that? Because I don't know much about that.
I thought that was mad, wild, and rude. Like, how do you let somebody start eating your vagina and then be like, nah, just come up, I ain't feeling it. Like, I feel like that would be a blow to the ego, wouldn't it?
It does seem like it's something that she could do without, which I don't know if that's a good sign. No, not tonight. She passed on it. Have you ever been passed on?
I mean, myself, no. But
I have.
I came with you, bro. Thank you for that real life experience that you're dropping now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy seeing Lawrence again. I like the previews from the next episode where they kind of say, like, maybe his guys was talking to Lawrence, and they was like, well, what do you think? Would you ever take Issa back? And I think that's a real interesting. That'll be, I would love to see how that plays out for the rest of the season. I really would. You say no to Nathaniel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm for Lawrence being back. Something about him being on the show, it just works. And sometimes you just got to find a way to make it work a little longer. It's like, it worked, you know, and he was essential to the show.
Yeah, you know, I saw people going back and forth in the comments on someone's Facebook page. And one of the comments was, I'm tired of them introducing us to characters like Lawrence, Dro, and then taking them away. She was like, what are the writers doing? Like, why does it take all this time to develop these characters just to drop them? And I immediately, in my mind, my rebuttal was, to me, it almost seems like they're doing the same thing, but in reverse, that women have had done for them for decades. You come onto the show to facilitate the main character, usually a male. His love life, it might be interesting, you might be cool, but your ass will get dropped. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like, you can drop all of, let's see, because the show is supposed to be like this. Like, I don't know if you watch Grey's Anatomy, but, you know, Issa's supposed to be the son. They're all supposed to be revolving around her. Like, they're interesting, but I don't think that you can find, I think they have great chemistry, Issa and Lawrence. But, I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. Like, they're supposed to get dropped. Did you feel like the show was missing something with these characters kind of dipping in, dipping out? Daniel's here sometimes, Daniel's not. Lawrence is here sometimes, and then he's not. How did you feel about it?
I sort of enjoy seeing Daniel when I see him. I think to me it wasn't even something I was paying attention to because I feel like it sort of flowed with the storyline. He was popping in when, you know, they were convenient. So I didn't really see a problem because, you know, it's just like the first episode with him leaving. So I didn't really take it. It was like he could have been in this episode. You know, I haven't missed him yet. You know, and with Lawrence, I mean, with Dro and Molly, I can see him coming back. So I guess I haven't missed the characters yet. I haven't felt that yanking. Mm-hmm. Well, I felt yanking before, but I'm just not feeling it with.
Have you?
Well, you know, there's you know, certain people have certain skills. You know.
So we're just gonna say this is just not safe for work, but. When they asked us to choose the category when we published it, I definitely put it as like an 18 and up podcast. So, you know, had your kid. This not for them. Okay. But yeah, I think they had some good foreshadowing at the end of this one. Loved Amanda Seals. I think you said her name is Tiffany. I don't even know her name on the show. I just know her real name. I'm like, I'm gonna look her up. So.
Kelly well, is well, that's funny. Better because usually it's the reverse. Usually they know them by their character name. So for you to know her by her real name means she's doing some good work out there.
That just means I'm weird and creepy.
Exactly. You stalk her and so you know her. I knew her first as Amanda Seals before she was ever Tiffany.
Exactly.
She Amanda to me. You can call her what you want to.
Hey, little me and Mandy, you go way back. Okay. But yeah, I think the best thing in that episode was probably when Kelly first had that bite of that edible. She was like, she pregnant, she ain't gonna wake up. she was like, what's wrong with you? Talking about tying my edible. But you know, what we didn't touch on is Kelly also got tased in this episode. Mad, funny, and ridiculous. So they took it to a new level with like some physical comedy. I kind of appreciated that.
Yeah, they got into an argument over a space at Coachella. There's a concert going on. Molly had laid her jacket on the grass in order to save the spot. And, of course, people are standing there enjoying it. They're high out of their minds. So they say that, you know, you took our spot. A fight ensues, which was fun. You know, now it sort of reminded me of that girls' trip vibe. We're like, okay, Black women are having the freedom to fight and not be looked at as ignorant or ratchet or, you know, to have that freedom to say I had a wild night. It reminded me of the girls' trip. I thought that was a fun scene, you know?
Yeah, I completely feel you, especially in the wake of the Serena Williams stuff. And because they definitely portray her as a angry Black woman after the U.S. Open. I don't know if you've been catching wind of all the crap that's been going on with that.
I was watching the match. You know, I'm a big tennis fan, so I was watching.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, at first I was just thinking, oh, Serena, please don't just break down. And then once I saw that she was taking it really serious, and then when I saw that he actually doctored a whole game, that's when I just knew I was watching something that was really important and that was going to probably change her career. And I didn't know the direction it would go in. I was actually pleased that it just sort of, the match ended shortly after because it seemed like it could have really, really went somewhere else. You know, she brought out, you know, the authorities and the organizers, and she was really pleading her case. I also thought about, you know, Cardi and Nicki. What was that?
Somebody got lumped up.
Wasn't that one of them old school lumps where you say that you won, but then you just turn your head to the side so they can't see it and you smile, you know?
I feel like it's like, you know, it's like almost like, damn, y'all, like, y'all two of the biggest. But it's always like that. For some reason, it's, I don't know if it's a hip-hop thing. If it's people, of course, they're going to make it like it's a girl cafe thing. But I see a lot of guys in hip-hop doing the same thing. It's like they coming for the OGs, so to speak. And it just was, I thought the whole thing was hilarious, though. You got Cardi yelling, come here, bitch. And Nicki, you know, I'm going to stay right here. It was mad funny. Not funny. Violence is not funny, I guess. But, you know, that lump was is something. It needs its own little, like, Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah, because I've seen talks about that, which reminds me of, you know, the fight scene on Insecure at Coachella. Like, that whole idea of, like, do black women have the freedom to, you know, have a wild night and not be deemed as, you know, ghetto and ratchet and ignorant? Like, do they have that same freedom? Whereas, say we knew that Miley Cyrus and Pink got into a fight at New York Fashion Week, where we have looked at it the same way, you know?
Right, absolutely not. Now you get, and it's just like, even when I'm on, like, when I'm down by, like, some of the college campuses here, and you see, it's a completely different reaction when you see a group of white kids yelling and walking down the block versus when you see a group of black kids. They're automatically ghetto, they hood. Then it's like, if you see a group of white kids, it's cool. You know, it's just them being boisterous. It's just them having a good time. So that's America right there.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting how Kelly, first of all, they got kicked out of Coachella, but the group of white concert goers were able to stay. What did you think about that?
I said, if this don't remind me of Western, I remember when two of my friends got into a fight, two of my black friends got into a fight with a group of white girls on the bus. So the police were called.
You were in a gang, right? There. Y'all were in some type of gang?
These aren't people that you know as well. These aren't just like, yeah. This is, those two were arrested and the white girls were not arrested. And it was like, how do you know who the aggressor was if both of them are in an escalating argument? Wouldn't all the parties be arrested? So I was like, yeah, that's about right. That's the norm. This is just how it goes out here.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting like that. She sort of caused, you know, brought some attention to racism at Coachella, or, you know, just how we can have a similar situation with someone but be treated entirely different. Now, he know once Kelly took off, all he had to do was jog and he could have caught her. Do you think that it was a situation where he had to tase her in the back?
I don't know if it was done for, like, I think it was so funny because it was like, it was bad because you wanted to be like, oh, hell no, don't do her like that. Then it was like, you had to laugh. She wet herself. Yeah. It was like, they kind of deal with it with a, like, in a cheeky way. Like, it was comedy, but it was still, it's still in the front of your mind. You're like, now he was wrong for that. Hell, he got taste. Yeah, taste, girl. She on edibles too. She's slow as fuck.
Yeah, it also, that's to when me, it took me out.
It also to me was interesting too, because they bring in, because when I was watching it, I'm watching it with my girl, and she's like, why is Issa apologizing to everybody? Like, what's the problem? I said, well, she left them for a dude. Issa always leaves her girls for a dude. Like, she will leave them in a lurch for a man. And it's like, that is another big-ass topic, because that's real. Like, you see that. And I just felt like, I was like, that's something that, you know, that's a good topic, because I find a lot of women would dip out on who they thought, well, you know, they call their friends and just for a dude. And most of the time, the dude is temporary. So I like that, too. They kind of brought that issue up.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And that's what I was noticing in the past episode, is that she inconvenienced herself a lot for this guy. And so Issa has a habit of doing that and then exploding, takes one to know one type of thing with me. So I can see that with her. I do the same thing. And so I'm watching Issa like, come on, make better decisions. Looking in the mirror.
Do it for us.
Yeah. So what do you see? I mean, I'm hoping that maybe she can get it together and give Lawrence a chance because I want them to get back together.
Well, I think it's more so does Lawrence want to give her a chance? I don't know. When I first saw him, I said, oh, that would be nice. Thank you, Faith. Well, but then I was like, it would be nice, but then again, it's like Issa always like you always half ass involved with somebody. So now you halfway with Nathaniel or sleeping with Nathaniel, and it's just gonna complicate things, you know. I feel like if her and Lawrence were to ever get together, they both need to be completely single. What? Because she ain't. Is that you know, she's doing nowadays? Better. I don't know. That's how I do. I don't really like. I don't do too much like mingling right before a serious relationship. Like either I'm just, you know, I'm dating and when I get ready for have a serious relationship, then I'm kind of like in my cocoon.
Because I don't want found the one you want and then you just boot up.
No, I mean before that. Like I might go on a mad dating spree and then I'm gonna be by myself a little bit. And usually during that time like by myself, like after a few weeks of that, that's when I can meet somebody and be serious about them. I have found it extremely difficult. Maybe it's just me. I cannot multitask like that. If I'm dating three people, I'm just dating three people. Like, I'm not going to take one of y'all more serious than the other. Like, so it don't work for me. It might work for other people.
Oh, I've been in those situations, and I will take one of them really serious, and then the other two I'll just have while I'm waiting for the other one to act right. Isn't that so sad? Oh. But I do that.
I think majority of people do that. I don't think the way I tend to date is like the norm anymore. If it ever was, I don't know. That's just the way I. I think they about and you know this show got a lot of flack for having not showing like really highlighting safe sex, and it didn't look like no safe sex was had on that Ferris wheel. Okay.
No, I think he pulled them panties to the side on that one. So he just that was another thing I said, wow, they just will not use protection. But Issa's a rider, you know. In our power recap, we were asking, you know, is Tasha a rider? Is Terry Silva a rider? Issa is a rider. But
do you think she wanna regret that because she was has a cake?
He's always wanted an excuse to regret some shit, so probably. Probably. That sounds like a good excuse for her. Yeah, I'll go with that one. She'll probably say that.
You said she'd be on her Alanis Morissette just deep for no reason, regretting some shit, huh? Okay.
She does shit just to regret it. Yeah.
That's funny. So you think we're going to see her brother anytime in the season?
Only when he's needed as an accessory. So maybe, let me see. Maybe around the episode before the season finale, we may see him.
And you know what I found fascinating is they tried to like show lesbian love, like give a shout out to the lesbos because they never have in the few seasons they've been on. I was like, that's pretty like an obvious attempt to be like, yeah, we cool with lesbians.
What did you see as a shout out?
Like when Issa had the two girls in her lift, and one was like they were hugged up, and she kissed her on the cheek, and she was like, oh, y'all cute.
Yeah, it was sort of like, we stand with you. Hey, I thought that was a nice kind of step, especially, I thought that was nice. You didn't, you thought it was just
I like, feel like, it felt like if some shit y'all threw in after three seasons. That's what I felt like. Like, y'all don't have no lesbian character. Like, nobody's cousin is a lesbian. You know what I mean? It's like, it's never been, I just don't see it on a show, and that's okay, you know, whatever. But, don't try to just throw it in for shits and giggles.
Yeah, so let's talk about that LGBT representation on Insecure. So we know that Issa has a gay brother. He's openly gay. He's living with a white guy. And she was supposed to move in with him, but he gave her some type of snarky comment and told her she couldn't or something, right?
I think she was gonna move on him, and he said he was just being really difficult, like had all these rules, and she decided to
Yeah.
move with Dan. And then we see him with, his boo in the next part, and he's like, he'd already moved somebody in now, like you can't move in here. So yeah, okay, so we got that, and then that's it. Am I right? Like, is it other? Oh wait, no, the guy in the office—he was supposed to be gay.
Right, the one who worked at We Got Y'all, the white man in their group. But was he really?
Yeah, he said, "I'm supposed you like you do the black stuff, you represent for that, and I represent the gay side, so you
Yeah,
should be
yeah.
good with it."
Yeah, so he
Yeah.
should be good. Yeah. You know, I see, I wouldn't have known unless, he said that, but I do remember that scene. 'Cause he didn't, there was nothing else that was a giveaway. I think that they can do a better job in the upcoming episodes of some genuine LGBT storylines.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna even do it. I don't. And it's like, I don't know why. I guess we expect so much from them because they deal with topics on this. They bring a lot of things up, even small things, and it just makes you think about your circle and stuff like that. But I would be surprised to see a good storyline, an LGBT storyline on this show,
Do you
at
think
least
that's
this season
because
anyway.
do you think that's because she's working with on that other new series about a bisexual black man? So
I didn't
maybe,
even know she was doing it.
yeah, so she's been working on this series and about a bisexual black man. I was sort of skeptical about her telling the story, but it's was titled Him or Her, but I don't know when it's supposed to air just yet, but maybe she'll be able to get into it with that series.
Maybe, maybe. And even then, I don't know if they're gonna have any girl stuff.
Right. So you're not gonna why is it so hard for us to integrate? We'll discuss that in a different topic because I see it's even hard for them to integrate us in a TV show. It's either like we have the gay character or the lesbian, but they don't seem to know how to integrate that much.
Right, but I'm like, does that all come down? Is that like real life? Because, I mean, even at like family functions, sometimes I think as a gay person, like if you're the only out gay relative, like it's kind of like you're the oddity. So is it that it's not a full life integration? Like when most time when I hang out with other gay people. So maybe it's just, maybe that in the black community especially, maybe it's just not as integrated, so to speak. I don't know. Because it's interesting. Because you want us to be able to tell truth when you tell stories. Maybe she just don't know shit about it. You know what I mean? It's quite possible.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm guessing she's gonna dive into it with her new project. So whenever that comes out, we'll check that out. Let me see. Did anything else stand out to you from this Insecure episode? Molly is really getting in some trouble at work, so maybe that'll come out or anything else.
I just find it interesting that Molly is just not gelling with the blacks. I just think that that's hella. It's like it is like you have to like I think the corporate world period, you have to like maneuver. So it's like she couldn't get a word in edgewise at the meeting. So she goes to talk to the girls. They have their sister girl moment. Then she starts working with I think his name is Torian. Then they mad. They don't want to talk to her. So then you go to the meeting and Torian throws you under the bus. So it's just like. You got to be really like skillful at moving around a corporate structure. I think that that's an interesting thing that they're bringing up for people who are in that world to kind of put that out there. But I don't know. I felt like the whole pregnancy thing was kind of half-assed. Like I just didn't feel like I'm part of y'all no more.
Yeah,
They
something, yeah, like, well,
like.
them just trying to get her to drink and saying, okay, I don't want to do drugs. They could have found a better way to integrate Tiffany into that episode.
He said could have did something, huh?
Yeah, she could have, sucked on something, popped on something.
She is pregnant, Mary. What you wanted to do? Maybe that's part of it too. Like she is gonna be born, like Kelly was saying. You about to be born, or Issa, whoever said it. It's like, yeah, you about to be born. Responsible boring. That's what she said. So, but that is the thing though. Like once you start that new life with your husband and your kids, it's you can't kick it with your girls like you used to. That was Jada Pinkett's and Girls Trip that you brought up. So that's interesting. I haven't had that yet because, like, for some reason, all my friends still single with no kids. So.
All my friends have kids, most of them married, so I definitely have faced that, and it does change. So I like that they're starting to explore what life is like, you know, post-college friendship.
That's so interesting. That is interesting. I just thought about that. Maybe that's why I just be feeling young. I don't really pay attention to what other people doing, so it's just like I'm just doing my th just out here doing my thing. Yep. But they gonna have to stop that. This is making me get all introspective about life, and that's just not what this is about right now.
Okay, so Insecure becoming your Grey's Anatomy, huh? Is it creeping up on you?
No, absolutely not. I'm waiting on next season of Grey's, okay?
Oh my
Okay,
Lord. Okay, well look, this is Charlie, and you can catch me out on Twitter at Charlie No Chuck.
catch my side. How about that? You can catch me on Instagram. I'm Kenya underscore in underscore the underscore building. Kenya in the building. You can always search for our hashtags on everything AAS for Dummies. And there's more to come. There'll be even more to come when you go ahead and sign up to be a supporter. If you just want to email me or, you know, find me, DM me, I'm gonna send you the links. You can go ahead and support. Cause you know, I saw some fly shoes today. And how are we gonna get the shoes? The shoes are important when you do a podcast because you're looking at your feet. Think about it. And then you can just support the show like
Exactly. We may not be able to go to Baychella, but if you give us $5 or $10, maybe I can go into the little hole in the wall bar off the street. You know, they got a $10 cover on weekends, but you get it in for $5 on Thursday. So, you know, come on, help us out.
And then maybe you'll catch us doing a live podcast. You know, we're gonna buy one of those $9.99 mics from Walmart. We're gonna do it big. So we ready. She ready.
We're expanding. So, check us out, African American Studies for Dummies.
Later, y'all.